It's Sports Talk Atlanta, live from the ATL with Travis McGee and Kevin Walker. And you know what? We talk HBCU first. We deliver scores, game analysis, and opinions about it all. Check us out with former Morehouse and Temple football players on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Good evening. This is Sports Talk Atlanta on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Radio. I am your host, Travis McGee. I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Kevin Walker. Kevin, how are you tonight, sir? Kevin, how are you tonight, sir?
Mr. McGee, how are you doing this evening?
Doing outstanding, Kevin. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing well.
Look at this, Kevin. We have a big week again in sports all across the country, particularly in the HBCU world, man. Oh, my God, man. I can't wait to get this show started tonight, Kevin. How about yourself?
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Look at this, Kevin. Before we get started, I want to let all of our listeners know how they can follow us. Follow us on Twitter at NHISG_sports. You can follow us on Instagram at NHISGSportsTalkATL@gmail.com. You can email us at NHISGSportsTalkATL@gmail.com also. And you can follow us on Facebook at Sports Talk Atlanta. Hey, man, let's start in the HBCU world. I'm going to save the best for last. But first of all, my alma mater, Morehouse College, won its second game. Its second game. Last week they beat Tuskegee in the Morehouse Tuskegee Classic, 31-15. This past Saturday, Morehouse beat Fort Valley State, which never happens like this. They beat Fort Valley 51-6. Never has that happened. Never has that happened, and especially by that margin. So I just say that to say, I'm hoping that things are getting better at Maroon Tiger Nation for them to come away with a win like that, Kevin.
Yeah, Travis, I mean, it's got to be great for you, man. And I believe it was homecoming for you as well. So, great stuff. I mean, it's always great, to come out, with the victory on homecoming for sure, man. I mean, I remember back in the day in high school and college, you get that win on homecoming and made it extra special for sure, man. So Congratulations to your Morehouse Tigers for sure.
All right. Thank you, man. I do appreciate it, man. I'm just glad they pulled out a win, man. You know, when you go to practice, you've been to practice, man. Let's say the season going as planned, but yet you still got to go to practice. And, hey, man, well, I mean, what can you say, man? They have to get better. They're going to have to get better. And I think they were doing that with the things that they were putting together. They put together two wins. Hopefully they can put together some more, and we'll see what happens. That's all we
indeed, man,
what
indeed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Also, amen, there were some other games throughout the HBCU world. I'm just going to name off some scores right now. Albany State beat Benedict 28-6. Alcorn beat Mississippi Valley 24-12. This was a shocker to me. Charleston Southern beat Hampton 35-5. That was a shocker. Another shocker to me, Alabama A&M. They just lost to Jackson State last week. Florida A&M beat Alabama A&M 35-31. I'm going to save the best for last. Kennesaw State beat North Carolina A&T. North Carolina A&T came here to Kennesaw State. And Kennesaw State beat them 14-0. Now, that was by two touchdowns, but North Carolina A&T did not score. I didn't see that one coming. Other scores that were interest, Miles College, they beat Lane 34-31. And Prairie View A&M, they beat Bethune-Cookman 35-29. Savannah State beat Clark 49-14, and Savannah State will play Albany State this coming Saturday to see who is going to take the lead in the SIAC East. So that game is going to be very interesting this coming Saturday. And I think Savannah State goes to Albany. So, Albany State's got a really good team. They have a really good defense. As you can see, they beat Benedict, and Benedict then scored 6 points. So, you know, that's going to be very interesting. Tennessee State pulled out a win against Tennessee Tech. Tennessee State's headed by Eddie George, Hall of Famer over there at Tennessee State. Tennessee State beat Tennessee Tech 20-13. Now, Tuskegee came up with a beat down by Morehouse, and they go on and beat Central State 29-0. I don't know what that's all about, but hey, man, you know, a lot of good football out there, Kevin.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, for any league in any division, man, it's any given Saturday, even Sunday, any given day or night, depending on when it's scheduled to play. But what we're seeing in college football this year, not just the, you know, the FBS, but in HBCU, we're seeing a lot of parity, Trav, for sure, man. So there's no gimmies out there, you know, as well as some of these teams are playing right now. And some of these teams are hot right now, and I'm pretty sure we'll dive into a couple of those I'm thinking of. But, you know, you got to be on your toes, because everyone wants to, you know, you're going to have that target on your back, and plus it's HBCU, and you want those bragging rights for at least, you know, 1 year, you know, and that, especially in that, you know, their respective conferences, man. So they're ready to go, man, and it's, we're seeing some great football, you know, because of this, to be honest with you.
Right. Right. I'm still holding the best for last, and the best for last is going to be Jackson State. But before we get Jackson State, man, I'm going to give you the leaders in each conference. In the CIAA, man, the leader is Bowie State in the North Division at 6-1. And in the South Division, you have Fayetteville State. So over in the MEAC, you have Howard and South Carolina State both at 2-4 overall. Now, you have Norfolk State, which is 4-2, but they haven't played a conference game yet. So, you know, Norfolk State, Delaware State, North Carolina Central, and Morgan State haven't played conference games yet. So that'll start to jumble here sooner or later. Over in the SIAC, in the East Division, like I said before, Savannah State and Albany State are tied for first with 6-1. And both of them have not lost a conference game. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but Fort Valley is 2-1. Morehouse is 2-1 in that same East Division. Over in the West, Kentucky State leads the West at 4-3 overall. And they're 2-1 in the conference, and also Tuskegee is 2-1 in the conference. Surprisingly, Miles is 2-2 in the conference and 3-4 overall. And, you know, hey, what can you say, man? Miles won the last two SIAC conferences before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over in the SWAC State, who has not lost a conference game, they're 3-0 in the conference, 5-1 overall in the East Division. Over in the West, you have Prairie View and Alcorn, who have not lost conference games. Prairie View is 5-1, and Alcorn is 4-2. So, that's going to be very interesting as we move along and get out of the month of October, going into the month of November. And it's going to be very, very interesting for all of these conferences as we move along. Now, I wanted to save the best for last, and the reason why I said that is because Jackson State, this was their homecoming. They played Alabama State. Now, right now, Alabama State is 2-2 in the conference, 3-3 overall, and they're in the East Division with Jackson State. The reason why I said that is because Jackson State has set a homecoming attendance record, a record. And I want all of our listeners to know, you can go to our Facebook page, Sports Talk Atlanta, where we do HBCU sports news first, and I put it up there, the pageantry, the electricity. Before the team came out, there was Jackson State media put that out there, and I put it on our page and our group. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal. That's the word I came up with, phenomenal. They set a record of over 53,000. Now, let's go exact. 53,578 people were at that game. for homecoming. They brought in the old cheerleaders from back in the day. They brought in some of the Miss I don't know what they call their homecoming queens, but I'm going to say Miss Tiger. And they brought back the old, a lot of those. And it was just a great celebration. And for them to beat Jackson State the way they did, 28-7, and then last week they beat Alabama A&M 61-15 or something like that, man. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. But Kevin, they interviewed Coach Prime after the game, and they said, what was the difference between the first half and the second half? And he said, we had garbage practice until – now, he was talking about – when he said Saturday until yesterday, he was talking about Friday. He said, we had garbage practice all week except for yesterday. He said, you know, you just can't get tied up in the homecoming stuff when you're a player.
Yeah.
He said, but I knew that we were going to come out looking like garbage, and I knew that we were going to turn it around. What do you say about that, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, for Prime to say that, you know, go back in the day when, you know, you think of Prime and you think of those days at FSU, you know, when he created this this ego, if you will, this persona of Prime, and you know he got caught up in a lot of, you know, things of that nature. Nothing bad, don't get me wrong, but just a lot of hype surrounding, you know, that particular team, his particular persona. And then, you know, he goes to the NFL and, you know, he goes to the 49ers after he was with the Falcons, and he's still Prime. You know, he's still doing his thing, wearing the gold chains and, you know, dancing and, you know, bopping and everything like that, man. And he's caught up in that limelight, man. So for him to kind of say, listen, you know, I've been there, I've done that. So it's kind of like, you know, one of those coaches that knew exactly how to keep these guys focused, if you will, for the most part, because, you know, for the most part, this was a tremendous atmosphere, a tremendous event, a tremendous weekend, homecoming at, you know, Jackson State. Coach Prime is leading these guys right now. You mentioned their record. And that attendance as well. And as you stated, they brought back some of the alumni, a lot of the alumni, not some. So it was extra, you know, it was an extra hype event, Trav. So, you know, for him to be able to keep these guys focused, keep those guys focused and come out with the victory on top of everything, says a lot about Coach Prime and his focus on what he's ultimately trying to achieve.
Yeah, man, and I think you hit every nail on the head because he's trying to achieve a lot. And he let you know, I'm here to stay. Not only am I here to stay, you know, we're trying to accomplish something here. And the only way we can do it is through hard work. And that's all he knows is hard work. Of course, has he been 18 to 22 years old before? Of course he has. That's why he wants it better for these boys than what he had. And he had it good, you know. He doesn't understand why they don't have it as good as he had it, but, you know, he's trying to bring it up, and that's why my respect for him goes way up through the roof, because he's trying to get it there. Hey, man, can you imagine 53,000 at an HBCU game?
Yeah, man, and you know, It's funny you say that, Trav, because, you know, on my show, The Walkthrough, on Sunday mornings with myself and Jason Collins, we actually brought up this very topic and everything that we're talking about now. And neither one of us went to an HBCU. I went to Temple University. He attended Penn State University, and we both agreed at the same. We both kind of said the same thing at the same time. It's something that, you know, we want to experience. You know, we're going to put it on our bucket list to try to get to an HBCU game, especially, you know, doing homecoming if possible. I know that may be, you know, a feat in itself, but nonetheless, it's something that we definitely want to experience, even though we have never, you know, because the fact of the matter is we've never experienced the HBCU atmosphere, especially a homecoming atmosphere like we're speaking of, and just the hearing everything about it. It's definitely, man. So we definitely want to experience that, man. So it's very exciting to hear everything that that took place in this particular homecoming, man, for sure.
HBCUs go as on these as far as state. They go as far south as the Cookman, Daytona Beach. They go as far west as Texas Southern and Houston. Mm-hmm. So you got all east, southeast covered, that north. Then, like I said, so in New York, you won't get any games. Oh, I'm glad I mentioned this. It just came out today. I'm glad you said that. It came out today. There's an HBCU classic coming to New York in 2022. At the Meadowlands. What's that called?
It's MetLife Stadium now.
MetLife Stadium. Coming to MetLife Stadium. I'll let you guess who's going to play.
I'm going to say Morehouse and Grambling.
Oh, man. You got 50% right.
All right, so Morehouse and Jackson State then.
No, Morehouse and Howard.
And Howard, okay.
yeah, man, that's going to be great, man. So, guess who's going to be coming to New York? 2020, just put it out. Matter of fact, I put it on our page, and if anybody wants to go to my personal page, you can. I invite you there. There's always nothing bad there. So go there. You'll see it. You can tap on it and get all the information. Morehouse will take on Howard University at MetLife Stadium in 2022. Good stuff.
All right. Yeah, man. For sure, man.
Good stuff, man. And Kevin, that means we got to hang out now. You have no choice.
that may be the experience that I'm talking about. You know, I just mentioned that. You know, that's something that we're going to put a one on my bucket list. So it might happen there. It might happen there for sure.
There you go, man. There you go. Hey, it is what it is. And now we always had all of these excuses of how me and Kevin get together without we can be hang out. Ha ha ha. Sports Talk Atlanta audience, Kevin and I will be hanging out in 2022 in New York.
Indeed, man. Indeed. God willing.
So, hey, man, get all the spots ready, man. All your favorite spots, whatever the case may be. Man, we're going to have a great time. But I thought I'd mention that to all of our listeners that Morehouse has already made that plan. They've already put it on the schedule. And, hey, man. They had a series in D.C. I went to all 4 years, a series playing Howard, and it was pretty good. Morehouse never won in those 4 years, but, hey, man, things have changed, and we're hoping for the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at this. We've come to that point where we're going to have to take a break. We're going to take a commercial, and when we come back, oh, my God, we got so much to talk about in NBA, so much to talk about in Major League Baseball, so much to talk about in the NFL. This is Sports Talk Atlanta on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Radio. We'll be right back.
You're inside Never Had It So Good Sports Radio with Princess Cooper, Tim Moore, David the Duck Riley, Jason Collins, Shoshana Cook, Brittany Jones, Travis McGee, Eric Scott, and Kevin Walker. We make it easy to talk sports.
Your skin isn't just skin. It's a beautiful reflection of every single thing you've been through in life. Which is why Dove Body Wash renews your skin's ceramides and strengthens it against dryness. For instantly softer, smoother skin you can lovingly embrace. Renew the love for your skin with Dove Body Wash.
Keep it real.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, vegan, little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, dawn peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest.
What?
Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah.
She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada don gotta player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know.
And we're back. This is Sports Talk Atlanta on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Radio. I am your host, Travis. I'm joined by my co-host, Kevin. Kevin, real quick, we're going to go NCAA college football rankings. Give me your top three. Your top three.
I want to do top four because, you know, that's the playoffs. So if you don't mind me adding an extra team there. I'll give you that. Number four, I have your Alabama Crimson Tide at number four. I know they came off of the big win against Mississippi State this past weekend, 49-9. You know that I felt like, you know, they're starting to get back to their winning ways, Trav. But I still think that right now they're in the playoff hunt, obviously, because I got them in the top four. So I got Alabama number four. Number three, I have Cincinnati. I kept Cincinnati where they were, even though Iowa lost. Felt like the team that I have in front of them is playing a lot better. I'll give you the reasons why. But Cincinnati is looking good. They're beating the inferior teams the way that they're supposed to beat them. They beat UCF this past weekend, 56-21. Very impressive defense there, Trav, and very impressive offense as well. Number two, I have Oklahoma. Oklahoma just came off the big win against TCU and also that comeback win the previous week against Texas. I think the young kid, Caleb Williams, that quarterback change sparked this team, give him more of an ability to score, give him an extra option, give them a dual threat with Caleb Williams. So I got Oklahoma number two. And number one, I have Georgia. I think that's a consensus number one for everyone and anyone and everyone that you ask. They beat Kentucky, soundly 30-13. So again, I have number four, Alabama, number three, Cincinnati, number two, Oklahoma, and number one, Georgia.
I got mine. We got the same four teams, but just different. I got Cincinnati. Okay. Alabama number four, my favorite team. Oklahoma's number three. Cincinnati two. Georgia number one. That's what I have. So we got 14 different order.
Okay.
I think after that Alabama loss, if somebody put on Facebook that Coach Saban said, I want to get all the keys to the Dodge Chargers, Camaros, put the keys on my desk.
Yeah.
A Monday morning. And they have a loss since.
Right.
You know, get all of the distractions out of the way so we can get back to practicing and focusing on football.
Indeed.
I think that it's going to be interesting again this year with the top four. They're thinking about expanding to a top six and a top eight. I think they need to go with a top eight.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
You really, I just don't like people left out. And I think that, when you're a good team, and I always talk about odd teams. I like to see odd teams come up, and Cincinnati is definitely an odd team.
Yeah, definitely.
And they've made some great strides the last 2 years, and it's paying off for them. And, who knows? They might come out and win it all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, any given, again, as I stated earlier in the show, any given Sunday, Saturday, Friday night, Thursday night, Monday night, whatever it is, whenever they're scheduled to play, anyone can happen. It can happen at any time, Trav. You know, ball bounces one way, you know, ball bounces another way. It's a game of inches, Trav, so you just never know. But, you know, for the full body of work, these are right now, these are the best four teams in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go into NFL. My Cowboys win again. Falcons did not play. And, I mean, you know, the Cardinals just winning. The Cardinals just keep winning. I know your 49ers had the they had the week off along with the Atlanta Falcons. Both of those had bye weeks. So, you know, we don't have much to say about them. They'll be coming up playing this week. But the Cowboys, I think they're getting better week. I think that, they're hitting on – they could be better. Don't get me wrong. They could be better. But for what they got right now, they're really, really good. I think Dan Quinn is putting something together that he didn't able to put together in Atlanta on a consistent basis. On a consistent basis, he's doing something in Dallas. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you talk about Dan Quinn, I think I allude to this. I say this a lot on different shows that I do. Is that I just think some coaches are just slated for all coordinator positions, whether it be offense or defense. And I think Dan Quinn fits that mold, and it's one of those guys that if he's just hands on with his defense, he'll be great. He'll be great at his craft. He did it with Seattle. That's what ultimately got his got him a head coaching job at Atlanta. But once he's hands off, I don't want to say he was hands off, but just not so much hands on as he normally is with his defense. Then you'll see that defense kind of take a step back, if you will. It wouldn't be that Dan Quinn's type defense. But once he's strictly just focusing on defense, he doesn't have to focus on special teams, offense, or anything else for that matter. He's a great defensive coordinator, and if he gets the right pieces around him, he can definitely, create some havoc for the opposing offenses, like he did, with the Legion of Boom. He led that team. That's what ultimately gave him that nickname, the Legion of Boom, with the Seattle Seahawks. And as you can see right now, the Seattle Seahawks are, they're totally different defense without him there, even with the great Jamal Adams there. But, yeah, Dan Quinn is doing a great job. And, I think the only question mark right now is Mike McCarthy's game managing ability, or, it's in question right now. It's time, his clock management, his decision making, whether to go for it on fourth down or not. In certain situations, I think that right there is the biggest question mark right now, as far as the team goes. And now that's a big question mark, because that's the head coach. So right now he has to be the one. He signs off on that, Trav. He signs off on whether they go for it on fourth and one. He signs off on, we call timeout here, call timeout there. So that could ultimately, that could cost them a game, a crucial game. But we've seen that early in the season that he wasn't too sure about calling some timeouts in certain situations, or going for it on fourth down when he should have, going on fourth down when he shouldn't have, or not going on fourth down when he should have. So, that remains to be seen, but nonetheless, nothing to take away from the Cowboys' success up to this point. Right now they are a top five team in the league right now, in my opinion.
I'm going to stick with this, and then we're going to move on. The Cowboy game, I think that Matt Jones, I think he's doing a great job in New England, man. I'm going to give the kid – I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I think he's doing a phenomenal job, myself, for a rookie, Cowboys beat the Patriots 35-29. Did the Patriots have some points when they could have won the game? Of course. They won. Cowboys won this game in overtime. So, that, you know, the Patriots, with a rookie quarterback, gave the Cowboys all they can handle. All they can handle. Last night, the Titans beat the Bills in a really close game, 34-31. They beat the Buffalo Bills. And then, you know, Derrick Henry, he's running like a madman again. And hope he keeps up good work. Hope his body stays strong where he can continue to, you know, have success. Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20. The Raiders beat the Broncos 34-24. Raiders, this is their first week without Gruden. With all of that that's going on in Raider Nation, they came out with a win, so good for them. The Cardinals, they beat the Browns 37-14, which by that margin really surprised me. But the Browns, I think their quarterback went down, Baker Mayfield. I think he went down in that game. The Packers, they beat the Bears 24-14. The Packers, of course, quarterback Aaron Rodgers looks good. He says that he owns the Bears, but the Bears has a rookie quarterback, and he's doing well with them. He's done well these last 3 weeks. Let's put it like that. Chiefs beat the Washington football team 31-13. The Colts beat the Texans 31-3. The Rams beat the New York Giants 38-11. The Ravens, they beat the Chargers in Baltimore 34-6, which was – hey, man, I don't know what's going on with the Chargers. The Chargers looked good the first games, I guess, and then when they played the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys beat them, but it was like ever since that game, it's like they don't even have an interest in football no more. To me, by the way they play, you know, the Vikings, they played, they beat the Panthers 34-28. Jaguars got their first win, Kevin, over the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great game, Trav. Yeah, I watched every single game this past week, especially with my 49ers being off. I got a chance to dial into each and every single game, watched them all live, watched them all at the same time. I really love, you know, the London games, the early games, even though I have a show at 11 o'clock. You know, I love waking up to football, man, and watching this. And that was a good game. I know, you know, some people may say, oh, that's not an attractive you know, game to watch. You know, you had the Jaguars who were 0-5, excuse me. You had the Dolphins 1-4, but that turned out to be a very, very good game, man. A very good game. Jacksonville ultimately won it, you know, in overtime with the field goal, snapped a 20-game losing streak. I mean, like, wow, 20-game losing streak. So, I thought Tua, man, I thought he looked really good in that game, Trav, to be honest with you. He spreaded the ball around. He got rid of the ball quickly, very decisive with his throws as well. Trevor Lawrence actually stepped up. I know there was two teams that were probably, you know, similar, you know, very, very similar in play and coaching and things of that nature. But it turned out to be a very good game, very not a disappointing game whatsoever. Regardless of the names and their records, but it turned out to be a good game. So congratulations to the Jaguars in snapping that streak, man.
Sounds good, man. And the last game was Buccaneers. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles 28-22. The Buccaneers, they're rolling right along also, man. So, like you said, there's a lot of parity in the league, even in college football. Hey, man. Again, you just said it tonight about 2-3 times. Any given Sunday, any given Friday, any given Saturday, man, it looks like, you know, your favorite team or my favorite team can lose. They can lose. And, yeah. You know, it doesn't happen. Hey, man, Nick, can you imagine? I'm not going to leave the NFL, but can you imagine Nick Saban? They haven't lost to an unranked team in 10 years. 10 years. No wonder he's like, man, give me the keys to the Camaro, to those Dodge Chargers, to the Challengers, all those trucks. The keys need to be on my desk come Monday morning. You know, because he needs to get them back focused. And, you know, like you said, 20 games for the Jaguars, haven't won a game. Can you imagine those practices, Kevin?
Yeah, Trav. I mean, you go in each and every week, man, and you just, you know, you just think that this week is going to be that week that you, you know, you snap that streak or you continue that streak or, you know, you start a new streak, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I can imagine that, man. You know, me playing at Temple University, yeah, you know, I, you know, I've been a part of streaks like that, unfortunately. And, you know, and it's all about, you know, your character. It's all about, you know, your will to win. You know, what are you there for ultimately? Are you there just to get, you know, free education, which is not a bad thing, to be honest with you, but be perfectly honest with you, are you there to just collect a paycheck? What are you ultimately there for? You know, you signed up for this for a reason, you know, and you have some leaders who go out there and continue to preach, like, listen, you know, we're here to win. If you don't want to be here, you know, leave, you know, whatever the case may be. So you have some motivators there, man, and for them to play the way that they played, even though, you know, they played a Miami Dolphins team that was 1-4, it still feels good to win, you know. And anytime you get a win in the NFL, you know, it's a big thing, man, because it's they're very hard to come by for sure.
Yeah. Real quick, before I got to Morehouse, a couple of guys that I played with that were older than me, they said that they had went through a 0-10 season before at Morehouse, and I just can't imagine that. I cannot. I mean, I've been through a 2-8, but to go through a 0-10 or 0-12 season is just, like you said, man, you come to practice, this is going to be the week, and then you stick to your game plan. You don't try anything new. But shoot, man, it's got to be frustrating. You know, there's no.
Well, actually, you do try. You do have to try something new, Trav, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect the same result, and then, that's the definition of insanity. That's the definition of insanity. So, yeah, you definitely try something new each and every week. So I have to differ with you there. I have to disagree with you there, though.
I guess what I was trying to say, you know, as far as game plan is concerned, you know, mm-hmm. but I know you try different – than the other, but your game plan mostly stays the same until it just gets too bad, unless you went 3 weeks and you haven't scored but 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Shoot. You better try something, dude.
Exactly. Like Mike Tyson said, everyone has a game plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Right.
That changes everything.
Changes everything.
Changes everything.
Wow. Hey, man, look at this. We're going to take another break, man. And when we come back, man, the NBA has started. What we're going to do, though, when we come back, we're going to talk about these Atlanta Braves right here in Atlanta on Sports Talk Atlanta. This is Sports Talk Atlanta on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Radio. We'll be right back.
CampLyman.com is an opportunity for my big boys to come get some work. Let's put it all together. We build from the ground up. You know, our cliche is it all starts up front. Once again, start, stance, hand placement, hand separation, get offs, counter moves, a little bit of everything. Polish up those skills before your middle school or high school season began. Just come work on your craft. Once again, CampLyman.com.
Welcome to Atlanta Sightseeing. Please take your seat and keep your hands and feet inside the railing at all times.
Ma'am, in this brochure it says this tour is crunk. What does that mean?
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, hammers and bows, back to the Mackin' and the clothes, adolescent packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know, the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme, skating down old Nat, touched and lean. I just spleen, as a matter of fact, I the team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream, cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine. Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware I need is a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget the manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I the cannon. The woolly mammoth, saber tooth,
bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as the whites will come. I pull up in a black Lotus, your plaques are bogus. So I strip them off the wall, waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball. You racking them up on big paper like pancakes, stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac in the truck, I can't lose with 22s. That's what's up, running in the back of better than this, the aqueduct. Chilling in the woods.
Yo, 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 welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit the streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8.
Never had it so good. Let's radio.
And we're back. This is Sports Talk Atlanta on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Radio. I am your host, Travis. I'm joined by my co-host, Kevin. Kevin, you really know how to do it, man. You really know how to do it, Kevin.
Appreciate that.
Look at this. Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves took two in Atlanta in the National League game. We're trying to win the pennant. Atlanta Braves are trying to win the pennant, and it looks good so far. Right now, they're out in Los Angeles, and the game should be over by now because it came on at 5:08 Eastern Standard Time.
It's actually still going on right now. It is 5-2 Braves in the bottom of the eighth. One man on, no outs. So it's 5-2 right now. So Jackson, they have Justin Turner up at bat, and Jackson is the reliever they brought in.
Okay, it looks good right now. If things keep going like they're going, the Braves will go up 3-0.
3-0, go Braves, man. I'm a Braves fan because, I'm a Yankee fan, diehard Yankee fan, but since they're out, the two teams that are in the American League absolutely despise Boston Red Sox for obvious reasons and Astros, I think, for obvious reasons as well. So,
right.
Anytime, your team is out of it, you always got to find a dog in the race, if you will. This year's dog in the race is the Atlanta Braves for myself.
How about that, man? We thank you for that, Kevin. Atlanta Braves, I think that I just hope they pull it out. I hope that they can win it all. If they beat the Dodgers in the series, I think that they can win it all between either Boston or Houston. I think that they can pull it out. Boston is scrappy. Houston is scrappier,
mm-hmm.
And the Dodger blue, I mean, that's just that Dodger blue. Once it gets going, man, it's hard to stop. But right now, figured out something to stop it. And all I can say is go Braves, go Braves.
Yeah, I'm right along with you, man. I mean, there's a lot of love in the Dodger area the L.A. area right now. I mean, you got the Dodgers right now playing the Braves in the NLCS, and then you got – and then you got the Lakers later playing the Warriors to open up the NBA season. So it's wild out. It's wild out there right now.
Well, the Lakers won that year when they did win it, and then the Dodgers came right. No, the Dodgers won, and the Lakers came right by and won it. So they know how to win out there in Los Angeles. They know how to win. The Rams have been to the Super Bowl, talking 2018. So that wasn't that long ago, So they Los Angeles, with all of its sports teams, and then you put all those people in there, man. I don't see how people go to work, and I don't see how they be on time, because traffic is horrendous every day. Now you got two football teams in the same city, along with the Dodgers. You got the Anaheim Angels, which is right outside Los Angeles. I mean, come on, man. You got the Los Angeles Lakers with the Los Angeles Clippers. Oh, man. I mean, it's never ending. Never ending in Los Angeles. So Again, shout out Braves, go Braves, all the Braves Nation. You know, and with the Braves, it's long overdue. It's long overdue. get there. Long overdue. Moving right along, man. Yeah, let's go into the NBA. Like you said, tonight is the first night of the opening season, which is the 75th year, Kevin.
Yes, 75th year, man. 75th year. So they're doing their top 75, and I can't wait for the for it all to come out and see, because they're what they're doing, Travis. They're rearranging some of these. They're adding, obviously, they're adding players to the list. You know that top 50, you know, 25 years ago, of course. And then what they're doing at the same time, which a lot of people or some people disagree with, and I'm one of those, is they're rearranging, you know, some of these guys. They're putting some guys in different orders. They're dropping some guys. The guys that they're putting them in at a high spot or high ranking. I understand it. I don't like it, but I get it, though, Trav. I don't like it again, but I get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'm always going to be interested to see where they're going to put Dennis Rodman.
I don't know if he'll make the 25, the top 75, to be honest with you, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but then again, you don't know with the NBA, because the NBA has some questionable Hall of Famers. I'm not going to be surprised, to be honest with you. I'll probably be disappointed more than I am surprised.
Well, like I said, I always want to see what they're going to do with Dennis Rodman, because come on, man. When it comes down to that paint, basketball is played on that block and in that paint. And I mean, that's just me. Like you said, for them to be questionable with some of the players, they need to take some of them question marks and fill it in with Dennis Rodman. That's what they need to do. What he does in his personal time does not have anything to do with what he did on that court. Mm-hmm. Night after night, man.
Yeah, I agree, brother. I agree.
Yeah. Wow. But 75 years is a long time to be in business. That's good stuff. I know the NFL was in business a year ago, 2 years ago, something like that. They were in business 100 years. And congratulations to the NBA for being in business that long. You know, some business don't stay in business 2 years. Some people do go the duration, and for them to be in business that long, you know, you have to tip your hat off to them, and I hope it's a very good year. I hope they have some commemorative stuff, you know, not only giveaways, but, you know, things you can buy to commemorate 75 years.
Yeah, for sure. I concur.
Yeah. How long has the Miami Heat been in the league? Has it been 20 years? It's been 20.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. I believe they were 88, if I'm not mistaken. It was their first year of in existence, 1988, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, so that's 50-plus years. Mm-hmm. And they've had a good run in those years, you know. They've had a very good run. You know, every team has their own history. Even with the Atlanta Hawks, they used to be in Boston. And, you know, a lot of teams have, you know, moved around and whatnot. But, again, to be in business here says a whole lot about your league, about things that you've done. You know, have they seen a bunch of characters as players? They have seen it all.
Yes.
Let's talk about Mr. Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers, man, what they got going on. I heard, and maybe you can elaborate for me, that the coach suspended Ben Simmons from practice, and that suspension
led to suspension of one game, which was, and you know, anytime you do something, it's always going to be detrimental to the team, you know, because the team comes first. You know, you're part of the team. You can't just go and do what you want to do. No, we are a team. Talk to us about Mr. Simmons, sir.
Yeah, he did. He was dismissed from practice by head coach Doc Rivers, and then ultimately suspended. You know, I have to. You know, I tend to agree with you in this case when you say that, you know, when you have a distraction of such that it is detrimental to the team. But I don't think so in this case, Trav. The reason being, I think everyone has disengaged from Ben Simmons, including Joel Embiid, who is their, you know, the best player on the team. You know, arguably a best, you know, a top five player in the league as well. And he's come out and said, you know, I don't care about that man. You know, I don't care what that man does. I'm paraphrasing here. You know, I don't care about that man. You know, he's not there, meaning Joel Embiid is not there to be his babysitter. He wants to be there to be a leader, to put the team in the best situation that they possibly can to be in, to win games. You know, and, you know, it's just a distraction right now. And he's not there to be a babysitter. So if you saw the footage from the practice that they had where he was dismissed, he was dismissed from practice, first and foremost, for those who don't know, is that he was told to get into a drill, go into a drill, but he refused to go into the drill. So Doc Rivers, you know, put the team first and said, listen, you know, I'm not here. Basically, he said, I'm not here for this. You know, I'm not here to babysit you, you know. You know, you'll leave. You know, I have to focus on the team. If you're not here to be a part of the team, then you're just leave. There's no need for you to be here. And I think Ben Simmons right now, man, Ben Simmons is just taking a lot of his criticism to heart. He doesn't know how to handle constructive criticism. You know, when you sign a four-year, you sign the big contract. It's 4 years at $146-150 million on your contract. You expect that particular player to want to get better each and every you know year, and he's not doing that. He's showing that he's more focused on listening to, you know, the criticism than he is working on his craft, and he's not doing that. And right now, it's not a distraction. You know, these guys are ready to play without him. They're focused on not playing without him. And, you know, it's just a matter of what will the Sixers do at this time? What's the best route for them to take? How can you get this guy out of here? How much can you get back for him? Because he has a lot of money on the books right now. So any team that takes on his contract, man, is going to be, you know, it's probably going to be handcuffed for themselves for the most part. So we're going to see how this plays out. But right now, Doc Rivers in the Philadelphia 76ers are focused on the Philadelphia 76ers organization and moving forward without Ben Simmons.
Wow. Well, reason why I say wow, man, is because such a good young talent, and you have an excellent coach. All you have to do is do what the coach asks of you. And, you know, it's like you go in the opposite direction, sir. You know, things could just be better. Let's put it like that. Things could be better for Ben Simmons. And he's choosing to go down the wrong road. And I don't know what has changed in him since last year, but he could be doing a whole lot better than he's doing. And those playoff games last year. Hey, man, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a player like Ben Simmons or a player, period, in any sport where the nation just wants you to do good? I've seen other people, you know, you know, I'm not a 76er fan like that. I used to like him when Dr. J was playing, when they had him and the other guy, a couple of other guys there. I used to like him. Maurice Cheeks. Yeah. This guy, Ben Simmons, man, he's 6'11", can do everything. Everything. Run the floor like a 6'2 guard. You know, he can stand on the perimeter and shoot shots like Kevin Durant with all that height. They're shooting threes. can get up. But when you make stupid mistakes, like when you get a rebound and you're right up under the basket and you kick it out, everybody's going crazy. And, you know, he has to be so young to have a promising future like that. I just don't understand, man. I just don't understand. Everybody, I want to do as well, man.
And now yeah, Trav, but yeah, at this point, Trav, I mean, this is all, he's put all this on himself. So he has no one to blame but himself. And I'm not putting any blame on anyone but him, man. I mean, he signed he signed a big contract, you know, 4 years, $146 million, man. And it's, and it should go without saying, no one should have to tell you to go out and better your craft. Go out there and work on your jump shot. Go out there and work on your free throw shooting, you know, things of that nature, man. That's something you should be wanting to do to get better each and every, not each and every season, each and every day. One of the things that I always leave my show with, one of my shows with, Travis, like, let's be better today than we were yesterday, and let's be better tomorrow than we are today. So ultimately that means is get better each and every single day. And he, and for him not to, to do that, and he listens to everyone who gets, it's like he's defiant on people say, okay, well, if Ben Simmons, you know, had a jump shot, if he worked on it, it's like he's defiant. Like, he's like, no, I'm not working on that because you told me I had to. It's like, really? Okay. This is what your, this is what your focus is on. So you're not focused on getting better, because they could be a championship team if he worked on those crafts, Trav, and it's just something that he refuses to do, or for whatever, he's rebellious against that. Don't know why. That's only a, that's the question that only Ben Simmons can answer. But when you, when you sign that contract, you sign to say that I'm here to get better. I'm here to make this team better. And I'm here to bring a championship team to the city of Philadelphia. But it's just going the total opposite way for him, and right now that organization as well.
Wow. Hey, man, we've had a great show, great talking about NFL, Major League Baseball, NFL, NCAA, HBCU. We've had a great show tonight, and we've covered it all. And, man, I can't wait until we get you know, come back together again. Talk about more sports in the sports world in the United States of America. This is a great place for sports. And with the subjects that we have, man, I really don't like diving in on negative stuff on my show, but, you know, with what's going on at LSU, man, and the head coaching situation is just, oh, my Lord. You know, what can you say?
Yeah, that's really sad to see, especially with a, you know, a coach who's less than two years removed from a national championship, and arguably had one of the best talents of all time in college football history with Joe Burrow and you know, guys of that nature, man. I mean, you know, it's just sad to see, man, that he, all of this stuff is starting to surface now, and some of the, I'm going to call it what it is, disgusting things that is for him to do and for it to come out. It's just like he doesn't even care, man. It's like he doesn't care. So, but he brought it on himself. He brought it on himself. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're going to go ahead and end it, man. Kevin, I want to say good luck on your shows, on the upcoming shows this week.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the hard work. And, hey, man, again, HBCU football is having a very exciting year this year. So we're going to continue to do our coverage and talk about – this is a talk show. So we talk about HBCU sports news and updates here on Sports Talk Atlanta. For all of us here at Sports Talk Atlanta, I want everybody to stay masked up, be safe. And until next time, take care of yourself.
You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be. Don't care.
Yes. Like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo, man. calling me back. She say I'm fine and a matter of fact. Yeah, that's how I do that. That fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks you're playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make a statement.